Good afternoon, moms and dads. Welcome to Nido's Parenting Masterclass, Toddler Expert Tips, presented by Nido 3 Plus. Nido 3 Plus, protect your toddler's discovery with Nido 3 Plus. I am Leah Guerrera Santos, mom to a toddler named Darla who is bursting with energy and personality. And I'm hosting our talk from home today. Welcome everyone. Hi to all our mommies and daddies who are tuned in to our Nido Masterclass right now. We hope you are all doing safe and are healthy in your homes. Our topic for today is one of my favorite things to discuss with other mommies, lalong-lalo na sa panahon natin ngayon. Marami sa atin are staying home to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. Pero alam kong marami rin sa atin are still worried about keeping our family healthy and free from the virus. Especially, of course, our little ones. Kaya ako, sure na sure ako na makaka-relate tayong lahat dito. Ang very relevant at very hot topic natin today ay boosting your kids' health and nutrition in today's new reality. Kaya naman, I am so glad that we'll be joined by our speaker to enlighten us about the best practices and other important things to keep in mind para laging healthy ang mga anak natin. Siyempre, para sa ating mga primary caregivers, we want to ensure that the kids are getting the right nutrition, rest and exercise they need, and it's our role to guide them every step of the way. So together with Miss Leslie Salunga, we'll be giving you tips on how to keep your kids always feeling fit kahit ngayong lagi tayong nasa bahay. We'll also be talking about their diet and other simple things we can do that will encourage a healthier lifestyle. So, let's welcome Miss Leslie Salunga. Hi, Leslie!
Hello! Thank you for having me today. And also, hello to all the moms and dads who are listening to this podcast.
Leslie, tell us a bit more about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a registered nutritionist dietitian. So as an R&D, I give diet counseling, make diet plans, and currently I'm focused on writing a research paper about the relationship of nutrition and students' performance in one particular school because I'm also a teacher.
Wow. Well, we're so happy that you're joining us today. Ready na ba tayo, Leslie?
Yes, ready.
And before we officially start our discussion, I'd like to remind you that for more toddler expert tips, follow at Nido 3Plus on Facebook. You can also search Toddler Expert Tips on YouTube for more videos from our experts on relevant topics. And subscribe to Nido's YouTube channel, Nestle Mom and Me Philippines. Okay, start na tayo. Leslie, let's first talk about our kids' nutrition in general. Gaano nga ba ka-importante ang nutrition ng ating toddlers aged 3 to 5 sa kanilang development?
Well, alam naman natin na good nutrition is important at every age. But since our focus right now are our toddlers aged 3 to 5, it's important to note that this is a good age to start developing healthy lifestyle habits because this will definitely influence them for the rest of their lives. So, we want to start them young, especially since quality nutrition affects their physical and mental development. At lalong-lalo na ngayon, di ba? It would help them prevent and overcome illness. It's definitely one way we can keep them safe in this time of the pandemic.
Yes, I agree, Leslie. Alam mo, kailangan natin mag-focus ngayon into building our kids' immunity and that even when we're at home, we can create still this environment that encourages a healthy body and a healthy mind. So, yes. Share ko lang sa amin, no? My daughter right now is in a phase where she likes superhero. So, para mas nakaka-relate siya. Sinasabi niya, Mom, when I eat this food, di ba I can become strong like yung superhero na pinapanood niya? So, picking up on that, we try to speak in that language that she can relate to and understand. And you know, it makes eating more exciting and more meaningful for her. And we also encourage her to keep moving kahit nasa bahay lang siya, whether it's some chores, yung nagwawalis siya, ay, alam mo, na-enjoy pala niya yan. Binilhan ko siya ng maliit na walis. Or, you know, whether it's just catching yung the ball, kahit dito indoors, it's a good way for her to use up that energy and to exercise. So, Leslie, for our mommies and daddies who are looking into teaching a healthy lifestyle to their kids, I'm sure marami sa kanilang nagtatanong how best to encourage their kids to follow. So, maybe some of us have little picky eaters. Naku, pinagdaanan ko yan, alam mo. And yung mga iba naman, the kids like to eat a lot of sugary snacks. Paano nga kaya natin sila matuturuan ng bagong habits?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Leah, because this leads us to our first tip. Tip number one, create food experiences that are both healthy and positive. What do I mean by this? One way is to try to avoid battles over food and meals. Kasi alam naman natin that at around this age, our kids are starting to have strong opinions around food. And these opinions can also be constantly changing.
Ay, yes. Relate na relate ako dyan. And gets na gets yan ng mga mommies and daddies natin out there.
Sure. Yes, and if minsan they refuse to eat what we know would be good for them, actually, it's best to let it go muna and try again later on. Chances are, after a while, they start to warm up to the idea. And another way we can increase those chances is in how we create a positive experience around it. For example, involve your kids in the selection of foods and in the preparation of foods. Medyo messy nga lang, pero tignan natin yung benefits nito, di ba? Like for example then, before going to the grocery, you can ask mom help na what to choose based on their nutritional value. For example, you can ask them, would you like a banana or an apple this week? Dapat close-ended yung question mo. Kasi pag open-ended yan, what would you want? Oh, so that, hindi niya sasabihin yung ayaw mong pakain sa kanya. Di ba? Trick number one. Okay. From there.
Parang multiple choice.
Yes, dapat multiple choice. Dapat may choices. But yung choices, make sure nutritious. So alam mo na. Here, you can also start to explain how these foods can help their developing bodies.
Oh, I love it, Leslie. Alam mo, for us naman, we enjoy preparing food kasi with Darla eh. So, para may participation siya. So, tuwang-tuwa naman siya because we allow her to explore yung mga different types of textures. We let her play with food. Dati kasi, di ba, bawal maglaro with food. Ngayon, parang go lang, explore.
Go lang.
So, yes, may different colors, may textures. You know, I learned it's a good teaching tool and opportunity for us kasi tinatanong ko, oh, what color is this? How does it feel? Oh, what's the smell? How does it look? Taste? Alam mo, triple bonus siya kasi nakakatulong na siya sa food prep. Naturuan ko pa siya and it gives her a positive experience about food.
Pero Leslie, hindi lang yung food ang kailangan healthy and helpful para sa ating todo explorers. Dapat ang kanilang habits and routines rin, di ba?
So this reminds me, no, of our second tip for today, tip number two, set aside a routine time and place to feed your kid.
Yes, agree ako dyan, Leah. Actually, while continuous snacking may lead to overeating, snacks that are planned at specific times during the day can still be part of a nutritious diet without spoiling a child's appetite at meal times. Syempre, we have to make sure yung snacks na yun ay nutritious. So this can be anything from fruits, vegetables, grains, milk, or protein. And also, as part of your routine, I also encourage eating together as often as possible. So, do you eat together ba lagi with Darla?
Oh, of course. Oo. Pag ano, mealtime, talagang walang gadgets, you have to sit together with the family.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of gadgets, di ba? You can also set a no screen time during meals so that kids are more mindful. So when kids associate meal times to be fun, tsaka family bonding, their relaxed mood helps them eat better. And also perhaps you can also set your certain boundaries and help them understand these boundaries.
Ayun, Leslie, you mentioned the risk of overeating on snacks. I'm sure some of our viewers can relate, no? And some might have questions about this. Ako, I'd like to ask, how do we know when it becomes too much? Ano nga ba yung risk if we let our kids overeat on snacks?
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up, Leah, kasi kapag yung kids, they don't have a well-balanced diet and then they consume high amounts of fat, sugar and processed carbohydrates, they can be at risk of obesity. And obesity can lead to several health problems down the line. It's actually helpful to encourage them to eat slowly. Why? Kasi when a child eats slowly, they can detect hunger and fullness better. Yes. Mm. On the other end naman, di ba? We also have another form of malnutrition, which is undernutrition. It is another risk for kids who undereat and don't get enough nutrients naman. So talagang kailangan na babantayan yung kanilang eating habits so they don't develop problems later on.
Totoo. And we have to make sure that our kids drink their Nido 3 Plus.
Yes, of course, di ba mga moms and dads? Nido 3 Plus is also good for their diet and snack time because it's sucrose free. So meaning, hindi siya super sweet so that our kids will not develop yung sweet tooth. Kumbaga, prefer lang nila mga matatamis na food that may lead to obesity and even diabetes pagtanda nila.
So Leslie, this relates to our next tip on what we must incorporate into our kids' diets.
And that was our first two tips. To our listeners today, please don't forget to subscribe to our series here on Spotify and share this episode of Nido 3 Plus's Toddler Expert Tips podcast using the hashtag Toddler Expert Tips. You could also visit Nido 3 Plus's Facebook page and YouTube channel for more helpful content.
We're going to move on to our third tip for today. Tip number 3, serve a variety of foods across all food groups. Leslie, you mentioned kanina some food groups that are important for our kids.
Yes, and these are grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and protein. So let us discuss them one by one. Okay, so for grains, example would be whole grain bread, brown rice, pasta, or oats. They are rich in carbohydrates and that provides the energy for our physical activity. And for the vegetables naman, example would be carrots, broccoli, green leafy vegetables, which are very rich in fiber, and vitamins and minerals, which is for proper growth and development ng body nila. Okay, for fruits, example, apples, banana, ano pa ba? Native fruits, yan, pwede din natin ibigay yan sa mga anak natin. So we recommend that you give them whole fresh fruits and watch out for added sugars. And these are also rich in vitamins and minerals. How about protein? So for protein naman, very good example, mga eggs, lean meat such as chicken, pork, fish, beans and legumes and nuts. So this is very important for muscle growth naman and healthy immune system. And like lastly naman, we have the milk group. Example would be cheese, yogurt, and milk, which you can serve plain or flavor. So these are good sources of protein and calcium. So yung mga food groups na yan, we've given the example so that guided yung mga parents natin. And I want to also stress that it is very vital that we check the label and contents of the food we feed our kids, diba?
Yes.
Para alam natin exactly what they are taking ba and how just how much nutrients ba yung nakukuha nila dun sa food na yon. Of course, mag-ingat tayo dun sa mga allergens that can trigger our kids' allergies kung meron. Yan. And also, I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
One key component that is important for young developing preschool children is calcium intake because calcium is needed to develop strong, healthy bones and teeth.
Yes, and you know what helps? Ang paboritong-paborito nilang Nido 3 Plus.
Yes, I'm sure na-enjoy si Darla kapag umiinom ng Nido 3 Plus.
Ay, oo, you know, it's always an enjoyable experience for her talaga. Alam niyo, nag-graduate na nga siya from the bottle to the cup.
Congratulations,
Carla. She's so proud of that. Talagang super proud. And we celebrated this. We made it so fun for her. In fact, yung kwento mo kanina, we actually let her add fruits to her milk para naman mag-create siya ng milkshake. So, di ba? Kasi nauso yung ano, pagbenta ng fruits from Benguet. And kaya ang favorite niya ngayon is to mix her Nido 3 Plus with strawberries.
Naku, sarap niya. Napaka-perfect for merienda.
Oh, and you know, it's been one of those things for her na she really looks forward to in a day, yung mixing her own milk. Napaka ano, proud niya when she does that. Mga linya niya, "Mom, I can do it. I can do it on my own." Ayan, may ganyan siya.
Ang cute. And,
oh, and I think kasi, tama ka, you know, ito talaga yung stage na nag-assert sila nung self-independence sila and they're trying to discover new things. Eh ako naman, as a mom, parang syempre, nagpipilit ako na mag-step back ng konti to allow her to do her own thing. So, you know, I realized din, dahil nasa growing up age na nga yung mga toddlers natin, kailangan pala growing up milk din yung ibigay natin, katulad ng Nido 3+. Kasi alam naman natin na yung bata, nag-iiba din yung nutrient needs nila for each stage. So, yung nalaman ko is that growing up milk, like Nido 3+, is expertly formulated pala with the right amount of nutrients. Depende na rin sa requirements talaga na kailangan ng toddlers natin at each stage of their development para naman makatulong sa mga key milestones nila, di ba?
Dahil dyan, I want to mention our next tip, which is tip number 4, make time in the day for physical activity.
Oh, narin yan, mga mommies. Yes, kailangan maging part talaga ng daily routine natin yung exercise and other physical activities. Alam naman natin ngayon, it's not yet advisable to go outdoors. So, you know, our kids might not be getting the same amount of activity that they used to.
And it's recommended that our kids get at least 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per day.
60 minutes. Oh, pero pwede naman yun incremental. Hindi
yes,
one
pwede
book.
Naman. Basta moderate okay. To vigorous.
And alam mo, Les, na-realize ko lang, no? Now, we're taking a lot of these steps to keep ourselves and our families protected. And dun yung boosting our immunity, washing our hands, staying at home. Pero dapat din pala, no, isama natin dun yung exercise as an important part of this.
Yes, kaya nga, take note that in our tip number 4, we are recommended to make time. Kaya mga mommies and dad, let's make the time, di ba? I know na medyo this time, mas busy tayo because of yung housekeeping and work at the same time, di ba? But you can consider this na quality bonding time na lang sa kanila na sobra naman ding beneficial. And you can set this either in the morning as the kids wake up or in the afternoon. Sa ganun, alam nila when it's time for exercise and they'll definitely be looking for it more.
Yes, and yan, may schedule, no? Reminder din talaga to sa ating mga moms and dads, no excuses na.
Correct, and it doesn't have to be strenuous. One good idea is to watch short exercise or dancing videos that you can follow together for a few minutes. Sa YouTube, maraming exercise videos na perfect for your kids when you search kids yoga or kids exercise. And also, if you can, it's also good to catch some sunlight in the morning. This doesn't just improve yung mood nila, but it gives them yung vitamin D, which is very important to protecting your kids from illnesses. Pag nasa loob ng bahay naman, you can also set up small activities that will really encourage them to participate. Like, for example, doing a treasure hunt around the home or playing animals by hopping, skipping, and crawling. And if ever naman you live somewhere where it's possible to jog or bike around while observing social distance, this can be a good afternoon activity as well.
Ay, good ideas yan, Leslie. Gusto ko yung treasure hunt activity, no? Kakayaan ko lang siya. Pero ang dami talagang benefits, no, ng exercise.
Yes, and it can even be particularly therapeutic amid the uncertainty right now, di ba? And sports and active games can provide an important balance kasi mentally and physically, which is very good for you and your children.
And narinig ko, Leslie, ha, exercise also helps the brain cope better with stress and anxiety. Tama ba yun?
You heard correctly, yeah. Kaya kahit tayo, who are the main source of strength and guidance sa mga kids natin, it's crucial for us to add physical activity to our day.
Okay, Leslie, now we go to our last tip. You mentioned earlier, it's crucial for us parents to also add physical activity in our day.
Yes, and hindi lang physical activity, mga mommies and daddies, because ika nga ng ating final and fifth tip, tip number 5, always seek to be a healthy role model.
Correct. You know, kids learn best through example. And you can observe that, di ba? Sadyain ba natin o hindi, whether we intend to or not, they really copy what we say, what we do, how we say it, di ba? Kaya we really should think of ourselves as their role models.
True. Of course, di ba? We have to practice what we preach so our kids see that what they're doing is right and it helps them understand more why it's good for them, di ba? So this includes also regular washing your hands, eating healthy, mm-hmm. and staying active. And also very important that we manage our anxiety and stress well. Kasi, alam mo, napapansin yan ng mga anak natin kahit hindi ka nagsasalita,
yes.
di ba?
Yes. Mm. Oo. Malakas sila mag-pick up ng mga energy.
Oo. Ganun diba? Sila kasensitive sa atin. So I also want to note that if we want our kids to spend less time on the screen, then we should be able to do that as well.
Ayun, natamaan na naman ako. Again, they copy what we do. Diba? They copy what we do. Oo. Mm-hmm. So, naman, less screen time means more opportunities for us to really connect with our family. So, and alam mo, nararanasan ko yan, no? When I put away my laptop or my gadget and I give Darla, yung daughter ko, really one-on-one time, she really appreciates it. Tuwang-tuwa siya. Kahit mga simpleng bonding activity namin, ginagawa namin yan, no? Pag-gising namin, we fix the bed, we set the table. Alam mo, it's a good learning opportunity for her din. Tapos sa gabi, we read together. Narealize ko talaga, ang daming pwedeng gawin sa bahay. And with that, I have to say, we've given our top 5 tips on boosting your kids' health and nutrition for our masterclass session today.
And those were our 5 expert tips on managing your toddler's nutrition in the new normal. We hope you've learned something from today's Nido's Toddler Expert Tips Masterclass podcast episode.
Yes, to all the mommies and daddies, sana these tips can help you to todo protect your todo explorers.
Tama ka dyan, Leslie. Kaya for your todo explorers ages 3 and above, choose Nido 3+. Nido 3+ is expertly made to todo protect Filipino toddlers 3 years old and above. It contains 50% more immunity nutrients versus previous formula. These nutrients are vitamins A, C, E, zinc, and selenium. And more importantly, Nido 3+ is the only milk that has Lactobacillus protectus with L. rhamnosus, a probiotic that helps support your child's respiratory defense para iwas sila sa common cough and colds. At hindi lang good for protection and immunity ang Nido 3+. It also has DHA and Prebio 3 for brain and growth development. Kaya super okay siya for your growing todo explorers ages 3 and above.
Wow! Parang it's packed with the essential vitamins and nutrients that your 3+ toddlers need para mag-grow sila ng strong and healthy. Siyempre, don't forget na sabayan ito ng 3 balanced meals a day, ha?
Yes, perfect yan, Leslie. Ang Nido 3+ ay todo na sa protection, todo pa sa brain at growth nutrients. Sa presyong, hindi todo. Todo protect your todo explorer now with Nido 3+. Available in supermarkets nationwide or order online through Lazada and Shopee para safe lang kayo at home and safe pa from all the hassle. Thank you so much, Leslie, for sharing your time and tip.
My pleasure. Thank you din, Leah. And Nido 3+, stay safe at home, everyone.
Correct. Stay safe at home, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Toddler Expert Tips Masterclass. Don't forget to follow our Spotify channel for more Toddler Expert Tips presented to you by Nido 3+. Bye!